Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we enter the second week of Easter for the gift of our redemption, the joy of the resurrection, and we pray that you would help us achieve a mature faith, a joyful faith, where we are able to bring other people into the family of God through our witness. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I've been asked to read an important letter from Archbishop Aitchen. Actually, all the priests who will be having new pastoral assignments will be doing it this weekend. So this is from our Archbishop. To the parishioners of St. Philomena Parish, Des Moines, St. Thomas Parish, Tukwila. Dear friends, I am happy to greet you all in the name of the risen Lord Jesus. As Archbishop, I have the important responsibility and honor of providing you with ongoing pastoral care and sacramental ministry in your parish community. Today, I write to inform you that your parish will be entering a time of transition in pastoral leadership beginning July 1st, 2024. I am pleased to announce that after consultation with the Priest Personnel Board, I have appointed Father Todd Strange as your new pastor and Father Ben Bray as your new parochial vicar. Presently, Father Strange is the pastor of St. Joseph Parish in Issaquah, and Father Bray is the priest administrator of Holy Trinity Parish in Bremerton. These men are wonderful priests who will diligently and faithfully serve you and your parish family. Be assured that they will receive all the necessary support and assistance from the Archdiocese of Seattle to ensure quality pastoral care for your parish family. At the same time, I want to personally thank Father Jim Northrup and Father Steve Woodland for their tremendous service and leadership these last 7 years and 14 years, respectfully. I ask you to please keep them in your prayers as they move forward together in responding to God's call at Sacred Heart Parish in Enumclaw, St. Aloysius Parish in Buckley, and St. Barbara Parish in Black Diamond. Times of transition can be challenging, especially as we prepare to say goodbye to familiar presences and welcome new pastoral leaders. However, if embraced in an open and positive way, this can be a time of blessing for the entire parish and the Catholic Church of Western Washington. I am confident that this will be the case as you welcome Father Todd Strange and Father Ben Bray to your parish family. As always, I remain in the heart of Christ, Most Reverend Paul Aitchen, Archbishop of Seattle. So that is the official announcement. The other announcements for all the other parishes in the Archdiocese went out last night, and I will publish that tomorrow morning on our website so you can see the list of all the changes, and there are a lot of them. It's actually like 20 pages. And then I will post our particular parish family changes tonight at 7 o'clock. They asked me to do it at 7. I'm not sure, but 7 o'clock, I'll put it on the website. So this is a time of transition. We need to pray to the Holy Spirit to guide us in the days ahead. It's gonna be very busy and a little hectic, but I'm so grateful for the time I spent with you, and we still have a couple months left, so let's make the most of it. Amen. So just a little bit about Divine Mercy Sunday and the message of Divine Mercy. But first, I want to address some of our students here. How many of you are seniors? A few of you. Well, let me give you a warning based on my own experience. First and foremost, I'm a voice major. I majored in voice before I went in the seminary at the University of Idaho. And I got a degree in education because I didn't want to be a starving musician. But I kind of knew at that time I was going to be a priest. But anyways, it was an incredibly blessed experience. But my senior year in high school, I auditioned for All-State Choir. I don't know if you guys had that, something like that in Vancouver. But it's all the state, you have to audition and they select you, and then you go away for a weekend and do all this amazing music and everything. But at that point, I had terrible senioritis. Do you know what senioritis is? It's not arthritis, I've got that now too. But it's when you get a little lazy and you start slacking off because you can't wait to graduate and you're tired of 4 years of high school. So you kind of slough along a little bit. Yeah. Well, I was doing that. So when we got there, they said, "We understand that many of you are seniors, and so we're going to test you on the music, and if you don't know the music, we will send you home." And I'm like, "No, they're not going to do that." They did that. Luckily, my sight screaming skills were good enough that I passed, but I would never been more panicked in my life. We went over to Tacoma to my grandparents and were staying with them. It would have been so embarrassing to be sent home because I didn't know my music. So beware of senioritis, seniors. Okay, enough of that. Divine Mercy. Thinking about this weekend and the message, and guess who picked the candle, the Paschal candle for this year? Yo. Divine Mercy. Love the message and have been to Poland in 2019. But it's so important. 3 points I want to make about Divine Mercy. It reveals the truth about the revelation of God. In the garden, Satan lied and said that God is not trustworthy. And the result of that whole lie was separation from God and from one another. Remember when Adam used to walk through the garden with God and converse with him, and then all of a sudden, Adam, where are you? Where are you? So immediately there was separation in the relationship between God and then with Eve and Cain and Abel, and everything just unraveled after that story. So Satan does not want us to reveal the true nature of God. And what is the true nature of God? John says it so well. God is love. God is love. It's his nature to love, to share his divine life with us through Christ, and that he's merciful. That we all make mistakes, we're all sinners, there by the grace of God go I, go you, and we can all draw upon the mercy of God. And in reading St. Faustina's journal once, I read a section where she had a terrible spiritual attack, and she ended the whole scenario with the words that, now I know why Satan hates me so much. Because when I talk about the mercy of God and somebody comes with confidence to be reconciled with the Lord and to let go of things that are hurting them and other people, the reality of sin, it absolutely drives him nuts and he gets furious, and I'm a target for him because I proclaim the mercy of God in a world where people don't believe in it anymore, you know? And so when we proclaim the mercy of God, we too are targets for Satan. He doesn't want people, he wants people to remain in a spirit of despair, depression. There's no way out of this. I made a mistake. There's no way I can get out of this. That's why suicides are up. Brokenness in our world. We just see all the horrible effects of separation from God. And so she came along with a very special reminder that God so loved the world, he sent his son to save the world, not to condemn the world. And people don't believe that. And they're not turning to him. So we have all this chaos and disorder and dysfunction in our world today. So the message of divine mercy is crucial to continuing God's mission of salvation in the world today. Secondly, the importance of witness and personal encounter. We can't give what we don't have. So if I don't know the mercy of God in my own life, how can I possibly give it away to someone else or talk about it in a credible way? The Psalms are primarily, David's the author of many of the Psalms, and it's just a celebration of God's mercy. I was in a bad place, and the Lord came down in my misery and dragged me out of the mire and the pit and set me on high ground. It's just a celebration of God's loving intervention in his life and in the life of the people of Israel. We need in the Catholic Church today people who can witness to that reality and talk credibly about, I know the mercy of God. I'm not afraid of him. It's not, Jim, where are you? It's, let me come to you, Lord. I messed up again. I need your help and your assistance. Please come and help me. Send a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit to assist me in this difficult situation. So we can be credible witnesses and say, you can approach God with all your problems and he won't turn you away. And he won't write something nasty on Facebook or some social media. He's on our side. Paul said, if God is for us, who can be against us? If the Spirit of the living God is inside of us, and the Spirit of the living God is inside of us, right? So God is for us. Lastly, it's just an endless cycle of learning to grow in patience. And see how patient the Lord is today with Thomas. Thomas, if you need to touch my side, touch my hands, go ahead. I just want you to believe that I'm back, I'm here for you, and you're going to do something wonderful for me. And we believe that he went off to India and laid down his life as a martyr for the cause of the faith. But the Lord says to each one of us, I will help you achieve a mature faith. Just come to me and ask for my help. So every day we have to do that. And, you know, we have situations in our life where people annoy us, and we have to patiently realize that we annoy people too, right? What comes around goes around. Remember, I'll share this, and I want to share a little meditation from St. Faustina with you. I was doing daily mass once, not here, but in another parish, and I don't know if people were just sick or what, but I thought I was in a horse barn. People were just kept clearing their throats, And I was just getting extremely irritated. I'm like, good grief, what's up with this, you know? And I just remained that way throughout the Mass, and I thought I was in a horse barn. So I read this meditation this morning, and Saint Faustina had a similar experience, but she responded in a very different way. That's why she's a saint, and I'm not. So when you're irritated by somebody, don't run away from that, but pray into it. Here's what she says, patience in prayer. During meditation, the sister on the kneeler next to mine keeps coughing and clearing her throat, sometimes without a break. It occurred to me once that I might take another place for the time of meditation because Mass had already been offered. But then I thought that if I changed my place, the sister would notice this and might feel hurt that I had moved away from her. So I decided to continue in prayer in my usual place and to offer this act of patience to God. I didn't do that. Toward the end of the meditation, my soul was flooded with God's consolation, and this to the limit of what my heart could bear. And the Lord gave me to know that if I had moved away from the sister, I would have moved away also from those graces that flowed into my soul. Dr. Bob Schutz, the core of all sin is running away from suffering.